We have a lot to talk about.
We have so much to catch up on. It's a whole thing.
Celeb news just decided to pop off while I was on vacation.
I know. It was like the flat, boring, same old, and then as you left for a trip, everything went to hell.
Well, as you know, I went to Newport Beach, Orange County. Orange County's my place.
Yeah.
I came to the realization that, like,
if you were going to be a housewife, you'd want to be in Orange County.
Except I don't think straight white males get cast on Housewives, but no. That would be my franchise.
You'd be the friend of.
I'd be the friend of. Orange County is beautiful, though. We went to some amazing restaurants. I went to Javier's,
The
Real Housewives of Orange County filming when I think Heather and Shannon fought over a chair. I drove past, like every single day I drove past The Quiet Woman, which is where Kelly and Shannon got in that fight. I don't remember if you remember, but Shannon's like, this isn't my plate. And she threw her plate and she's like, keep eating. And
remember that part.
My listeners will know what I'm talking about. But I saw so many like Housewives things that my family was getting irritated that I was like
pointing them out constantly.
Everything went back to Housewives. I was in my moment, but it was an amazing trip. This is just the most amazing thing I've ever done in my whole entire life.
Okay.
I DM'd an Orange County housewife that I talked to. Her name is Emily Simpson. She's one of the newer ones. And I was like, hey, so I'm in OC. You know, what are some really nice places to eat? And she got back to me in 5 minutes and gave me a list of restaurants.
Oh my God, that's so nice. I love that.
I just love my life. So that was...
In the neighborhood. Where do I go?
Yeah, where do I go? What do I hit up? And Javier's was on her list and we went to Javier's. And I am so angry because the same night I went to Javier's, hours after I went, one of the Selling Sunset women went.
No.
Heather was there.
But what would you have done if you'd seen her?
Oh, I would have been that person.
But see, I love that.
I will never, no matter how much, I have no shame. Like, I will, like.
We know.
But I will not interrupt somebody at a table because I know that.
Good.
In the future, if that would ever happen to me, if I ever got somewhere, like you, I'm eating dinner, like back off. As for Beverly Hills, I did plan a day to go to Beverly Hills because that's like an hour away from Newport, Orange County. And I was like, while we're there, we should go to Pump and have dinner at Pump like I told you I was going to. Well, all of her restaurants are closed down and boarded up. So there's some word on the street that maybe she's bankrupt and they're all closing permanently. I don't know, but we didn't go to Pump. And so I was like, all right, then let's go to Buca di Beppo, which is in Encino, which is 20 minutes outside of Beverly Hills. But we were going to go to the Hollywood sign. So it was kind of, it was a day. It was a day.
Yeah.
I am new to the Dorit Stan Club. So I'm like, let's go to Buca di Beppo. So I pull into the parking lot of Buca di Beppo, Encino. Dorit's. And I made sure. I checked 3 times. Like, this was Dorit's. It was a trash box.
Really?
It was. And let me just put it this way. Encino, which is where most of the Beverly Hills housewives live, is a terrible area. Like, not to mention it was also, that was when all the smoke and everything was going on from all the fires. But it was not a nice area. So I was like, okay. So we pull in and Buca di Beppo is this tiny little weird building with a small little parking lot. And there's an apartment complex behind it. And they don't have outdoor dining except over in the back corner of the restaurant by like the back exit door for employees. There's a tiny little dark hole of a patio with tables. And there's like no light. And it's surrounded by hedges. And we pulled into the parking lot. I got outside, took a picture of the sign, got back in my car, and we left. We pulled in the parking lot, and we were like, this is not happening. We are not going to get mugged and killed. The killer is somewhere out here.
Oh my God.
So we found another Buca di Beppo by Universal Studios that we went to because I wanted Italian food. So
there's more than one.
Oh,
Are you sure that the one in Universal Studios wasn't Dorit's?
Oh no. No. I found Dorit's. Like this was
how do you know it was Dorit's?
Because I looked it up. I looked at pictures, I looked at comparisons, I looked on the show. This was Dorit's. And I feel so bad for Teddy that she had her baby shower there. She had her baby shower.
It looked gorgeous though in the filming.
Well, the inside is probably gorgeous. but the outside was like, it was like I was pulling up to the Olive Garden or something. Like Sunset. I was like, I was expecting like Buca di Beppo and I got like Olive Garden. Like, what is this and where am I?
I don't know. I've not been. I'll have to go and see for myself.
No, don't go.
No?
No.
Not even worth
it? Waste of time.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So that's my, yeah. I think I covered it though. Is that everything that happened on my trip? That's my little...
I love it. I love it.
So that's why I was gone for 2 weeks.
It looked like a lot of fun. You looked like you had a great time. Your skin is glowing. You're a little tan. You look great.
Well, if you haven't figured it out by now, welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Rumor Mill. I'm your host, Spencer.
And I'm your host, Lexi.
And we are here with your weekly pop culture news guide.
It's been too long.
It has. Let's get down to business because the grapevine is ripe.
Did you just come up with that?
I did.
Look at that. Wow, look at you.
It took me all 2 weeks of vacation to come up with like...
Coming back with these clever one-liners here.
Thank you. There is so much stuff that I had to go through the last 2 weeks of the Instagram page.
Get the highlights.
And we have like...
We have a lot to cover.
We do. We have a lot of hot topics. But first, I do want to get to the TRM song of the week, which is my pick this week. And it's actually a new song by Mariah from her new... compilation album The Rarities with her unreleased music.
Yes.
It's a new ballad. It's a cover of an 80s song called Out Here on My Own.
Okay.
And it's just really like, it's so her. It's like really emotional and she serves the vocals. I think it was recorded in like the early 2000s for the Glitter soundtrack. My lambs out there will know what I'm talking about. Lexi's like, glitter who, glitter what? Yeah. But it's an amazing song that is out now. Her new album and memoir are coming. I think her memoir comes at the end of this month. The album is out beginning of next. I am so ready for that memoir.
I know you are. You're stoked. You've been talking about it since you heard that it was going to be released.
I never finished Jessica Simpson's memoir.
Why didn't you?
Because I don't know. I don't know. I just put it down and I haven't picked it up for like a few months. But like I'm ready for Mariah's and I don't read.
You're excited about it.
I know. I'm excited about it. So
you're a full stan.
I'm a full stan, which means as us stans do.
We have to support.
We have to support and we have to get to the stan news.
Absolutely. First, though, I want to ask you a question.
Oh.
Because, and
what
I know.
What does stan news mean? Did I just come up with something?
Stan news.
I was kind of meaning like celeb news, but stan news.
You know, it kind of works.
Trademark.
I do have to ask you, though. So as...
Okay, I just totally burned my tongue on my tea.
Okay. Okay. Cold water. So I'm going to post a picture of it on my host page, but...
Your tattoo.
Yes.
I love it.
You do?
I hate tattoos, but I actually really like yours.
Thank you. Okay, I wanted to ask you, because I know that's like you said, you hate tattoos. You're like...
I hate
you're
them.
Like
Sonya. And I'll tell you to your face.
Tattoos, deal breaker.
Exactly.
Thank you. I'm glad that you like it. I'm in love with it.
Well, explain it a little bit. I think you did already talk about like what it means to you.
I talked about it on my Snapchat story, but that was private. I don't think I've talked about it on air.
It's like a exposed bones with flowers coming out.
Yeah,
you have to heal from the inside out.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, so that's basically just kind of what it means is it's the idea of the wound is it's or the tattoo is that it's a wound with flowers, lilies growing out of it, which lilies represent new birth, they represent peace, growth, all those, fun things. And so, for me, like last year, I was diagnosed with a pretty serious mental disorder and I had to kind of relook at my life and the way that I process things and understood the world was apparently very different from everybody else, which I had no idea. And I had to really look inside and realize that I had caused myself a lot of wounds that I didn't need to and caused other people wounds that didn't need to be there just simply because I wasn't interpreting things the way that they actually were. So in the same way that, I had to look inside and grow from the inside out, that's what this tattoo represents, where it's, a flower, which is something beautiful growing out to cover something that isn't necessarily that way. So I'm really excited about it. So I've got the leg piece and then I'm going back I guess it's a week and a half now to get a matching rib piece, which I'm very nervous for, but also very excited about because that's going to hurt really bad.
I just love that you're sharing this deep personal message and I'm like, look how tan I am.
It's how it usually goes. But yeah, no. Okay. So this leg piece though, it was supposed to take 6 hours. It took 9.5, honey.
Oh.
I had to sit for 9.5 hours. I hadn't eaten in 12 hours at that point by the end of it.
Skinny legend.
It was not by choice. I just didn't. We just had to get it done. So I'm making my sister come for the first part of my rib piece, and my boyfriend's going to come for the last part of it as my moral support. And probably one of my girlfriends might come too for a little bit.
I won't be there.
No.
tattoo parlors are like, no. I'm like,
no.
I'd be sitting there as the guy's doing your tattoo going, so why did you do that? And what did your mother think about it?
Exactly.
It's like, does your mother know what you do?
Let's get into the real tea, though. Enough about me. Enough about my tattoo.
Yes.
Let's get into the real stuff.
Yes. And we have to start off our hot topics with Cardi B and Offset's divorce.
I know. Crazy.
I was shocked. Did you see them staying together for like the long haul?
Honestly, I mean, I didn't really know much about their relationship. So I kind of assumed that they would be.
Yeah.
But, you know, Cardi B's going to get that bag. She's not, I don't think she's concerned. I mean, she might be heartbroken for sure a little bit, but.
Well, she was the one that filed. So.
But she can still be heartbroken and file for divorce. That's true. But she's going to go on to bigger and better things. Did you listen to WAP? Girl, she's going to get that bag, honey.
So according to TMZ, earlier this week, Cardi filed for divorce in a Georgia court citing like no possible reconciliation. Wow. So just for a dissolution of marriage. She's seeking full custody of their daughter Culture, full 100% physical custody, an unspecified amount of child support, and get this, she wants him to pay for all of her legal fees.
If you want
to know what I think happened,
do tell.
Cheating. I think he cheated on her.
Honestly, because I would be
surprised. They've had cheating, you know, issues in the past.
She wouldn't come for him that hard unless he did something.
Oh no, she's going
major.
For his pockets.
She's
hurt. Something
make
happened.
Make his pockets hurt. Dun, 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 dun.
Exactly. She's going there. I don't know if I would trust their daughter in either of their custodies. Because they both, I'm just being shady. You're like giving me a look. They're probably fine parents, but from their personas, they both put on these really hard personas. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be really hard for a court to look at both of them and give Cardi what she wants. Because she puts on a really hard facade, mm-hmm. and so does he.
Yeah.
Because they're in the music industry. They're in the entertainment industry. That's their image. That's their you know,
job.
Exactly.
But how do you prove that you're not like that behind closed doors? Or that if you are like that behind closed doors, that's, you know, acceptable parenting style.
Yeah. Good luck, Cardi. Good luck, Offset. We will be keeping a close eye on when it all goes down in court.
If he did cheat,
hit him in his pockets.
Go for it. Go for the throat.
So Demi and Selena, you're going to love this. I can't.
I'm excited.
Get ready. So Demi's fiance, Max, I think Eric is his name, is now being exposed by Stan Twitter for years of tweeting about Selena Gomez and how pretty she is and how he wants to marry her and how she's more talented than Demi and how she's prettier than Demi.
But how did Demi not know this?
Because these are like old tweets from like 2010.
Oh.
So all of this is coming out. Live streams, he's talked about Selena. He's been seen on Selena's Instagram live streams commenting stuff like, marry me, I love you. And so I just feel bad for Demi.
Honestly.
I just feel bad. And now she's kind of confronting everything as she's speaking out and against the tweets and Stan Twitter. She's calling it all fake. Doctored tweets, and you guys are just stirring up drama and pitting women against each other. Have several seats. Your man was tweeting about Selena. Obviously, he's now engaged to you. Whether or not he took second best because he couldn't get to Selena, maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe that's why they're engaged. He wanted to be with Selena. Demi's kind of second best, the other Disney girl. I just feel bad for her.
I feel bad for her, too.
And then they come out and be like, oh, it's all fake. You guys are just stirring up hate.
Here's the thing. It would be so much, okay, here's how I feel about it. Even if he is like
a Selena
fan.
This was tweets from 10 years ago.
Yeah, who cares? Even if he was a Selena fan.
Well, the tweets are like, let me read you one. Like, they're like almost kind of mean.
Really?
Oh, yes. Let me pull them up. One of them, which I was extremely shocked by, was this. Ha ha ha. Selena Gomez and Demi are cute together, but boy, if you think Demi is prettier, you're wrong.
Oh.
Here's another one.
Oh, honey.
There's a female singer that screams so much. That's why my girl S is better than you know who. Let's see what else. Yeah, he's been seen on her live streams commenting, marry me, sending her heart emojis, talking about her in live streams.
I've changed my opinion. I would be so mad if... Oh my god, I would lose my mind.
And Demi girl, stop with the whole cyberbullying thing. Like, now she's turning it into this, like, you guys are spreading such hate, and again, I'm the victim of cyberbullying. You're not a victim.
But I don't think they're not bullying Demi. They're trying to call out exactly. her fiance. I think they're trying to warn her.
Exactly.
It's a warning.
It's just Demi Lovato turns everything into, like, some victim moment. Like, she's the victim, she's the martyr, she's been cyberbullied. Like, that stuff happens, but you're using it now, like, just, like, I'm just gonna throw it out as an excuse. Like, nobody's cyberbullying you. Like, these yeah, are your these boyfriend's are, yeah. alleged tweets that are coming out now.
Yeah, this should be something that she should be looking at and taking seriously.
You're engaged to a guy that used to be in love with your best friend. And called your best friend prettier than you, but is now settling for you because he can't have your best friend. That's basically what it is.
Maybe I have too many trust issues, but I would not be able
to. Do you think they're going to make it to the altar? Are they going to get married?
Well, if Demi's denying everything like she is now, then probably, but...
It's fake. It's not fake. Come on, really? God,
it's so... Ugh, I don't know what I would do.
Stop spreading hate and pitting women against each other.
The thing is, it's not trying to pit Demi against Selena. That they're not trying to. They're trying to warn her about, like, what her fiance said. But we all... Here's the thing. We all have our celeb crush, right?
Oh, he said she is, like, a for real crush.
Oh, yeah. So, absolutely. So, for example, me, Hayden Christensen.
Who is that?
He plays Anakin Skywalker in the prequels.
Of course he does.
I'm in love with him, right? My boyfriend knows this. But now, imagine if I was out there saying, oh yeah, Hayden Christensen is so much cuter than my boyfriend. He's so much more attractive. He's all of this stuff. And now imagine if, on top of the fact that I'm saying that I think Hayden Christensen is so much better than my boyfriend, if my boyfriend and Hayden Christensen actually knew each other.
And were best friends
at one point. And, you know, had all the same circle of friends. Do you really think that my boyfriend for a second would trust me at all?
No.
No, that's completely unrealistic.
It's just ridiculous.
It's like, completely ridiculous.
Demi, I feel bad for you.
Demi, I feel like she's holding on because I think, here's the thing. I think that she...
Good luck, girl.
I think that she really felt like she had the one. And I think that, I don't think that she's at this point able or willing to let go of that and to... I think that she's scared that if it is true, what that would mean for the relationship, yeah. It could be the end of it. And I think that she's too in love with him and too attached to him to let that go right now. So I think she's just going to deny it.
Yeah. It's easier to just call it cyberbullying and...
And deny it.
Yeah. But see, that's why I don't like Demi Lovato. She's just a victim all the time. Like, I cannot stand people who are victims. You're not a victim. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like with celebrity culture. It's popular now if you're a celebrity... to have the whole message of it's okay not to be okay and I'm broken just like you because I'm relatable. Also, here's my new CD. Like, you don't have to, every celebrity doesn't have to have an anxiety problem to be relatable.
No.
And I have anxiety. You have your own things that you've gone through. We've all gone through stuff, but I hate in celebrity culture, and I think Demi Lovato is a face of this, is that it's just so popular to be broken.
Yeah, and it's romanticized a little
bit. Exactly.
And I think it puts a bad precedent for people who actually struggle.
It's cool to have anxiety. It's cool to go to therapy.
Oh my god, there was this... Well, I think it is cool to go to therapy. I think we do need to normalize that because people shouldn't be ashamed of it.
It's cool to do drugs and have a past and be broken. Like, no, it's not.
Yeah. Stop pretending you have this for clout. Like,
exactly, that's what it is. It's for clout. Like, Demi
just... Wrong. It's gross.
Demi just came out with a song called It's Okay Not to Be Okay. Like, that's great, but you're basing your brand off of mental health, I feel, for clout. Like, I'm just tired of all the celebrities. We all need to address mental health, and we all need to talk about it, and that's great. But for me, I feel like it often comes from an ingenuine place.
I think that's true. I think that it's important to talk about mental health. I think that we do need to see celebrities be open and vulnerable.
Like Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga has been so open about it, but she doesn't make it her brand. And that's absolutely the difference.
I think that's a very good point because I think it's important to be vulnerable. I think it's important to talk about it. I think it's important to say, hey, it's okay to not be okay because we're all going to be not okay sometimes and we're going to get through it. But it's one thing to make it a personality trait And it's
a business.
And a business. And it's another thing to be like, you know what? I've been through this, but look at who I am in this area. I'm strong. I'm capable. I'm talented. I run a well business. And I've done that while also struggling with this. It should be, I think, an not quite an afterthought, but in addition to, not the focal point.
Oh, you're like Wendy from Potomac.
It's
like
an accessory.
Dr. Wendy.
It should be an accessory, not the whole dress, sweetie.
So R-H-O-B-H.
We're skipping right to it.
Let's just get right to the recap.
Let's do it.
Part 3 of the season 10 reunion aired this week.
Yes.
And I thought this was like a really good episode because it focused a lot on Rinna and Denise.
I agree. But I haven't really looked at Twitter a lot, but a lot of what I saw on Twitter did not agree with how I felt about it.
Oh, yeah. See, we're in the minority.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on Rinna's side.
I am. I think Rinna made one kind of fatal error at the end of the episode where she brought up whatever other weird drama instead of focusing on...
Oh, Heather Locklear?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know. Oh. I don't know what that's about, but...
Oh, let me explain.
Okay.
So Heather Locklear and Denise were close friends years ago, and now she's claiming, just like Brandy, we were never friends. So apparently, if you were friends with somebody and then you send them a cease and desist, in Denise's logic, they're no longer your friend. Which I guess if you send somebody a cease and desist,
you're not friends.
You're not
friends.
But
in Denise's logic, you were never friends.
Yeah, exactly. So Heather Locklear and Denise were friends years and years and years ago, like I said. Denise allegedly stole Heather's husband, and Denise started dating Heather's husband, and like they had an affair or something.
Oh, I think you mentioned this.
And there was a paparazzi shot of them that was caught on the beach, and they were hanging out behind Heather's back, and Denise had some white powder under her nose.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Yeah, you did tell me about this.
So that's that situation, and Denise sent Heather a cease and desist. So I guess when it came to their argument about how Rinna was being a bad friend, well, Rinna was like, well, Denise, you haven't been an amazing friend to a lot of people. Heather Locklear, for example, which was very low, but like, I live for it.
That's true.
Hey, you know what? That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to call me a bad friend, then I'm going to pull up the receipts and ask you about your man-stealing ways, allegedly.
For sure. And that's where, okay, the whole thing is, you know, a lot of people are like, well, you know, look how broken Denise is and like all this stuff, like blah, 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 which I understand. And I don't like to see anybody be torn down and you know,
no.
I don't like to see anybody break.
And it was sad to see for both of them, their friendship fall apart.
Oh, absolutely. I think that was really, it was very,
and Denise
it was very
cried
sad
and I thought that she was really hurt. So I
absolutely
felt for her.
And so I felt for Denise, but at the same time, it's like, she kind of did this to herself. And she made her own bed, and now she kind of has to lie in it. She doesn't want to. I mean, I understand, like, okay, whatever happened between Denise and Brandy, that's their own thing. That's nobody else's business.
Yeah,
I totally
don't care.
Get that. That's not the point. That's not the focal point. That's not the issue. The issue is that Denise has been saying things behind the back of the other women who are supposedly
her friends.
And you shouldn't be talking crap about any of your friends. And something that my mom and I disagreed on. My mom was like, well, everybody talks crap about their friends. And I was like, I don't, Mom.
I don't.
I don't talk crap about my friends.
I talk crap about people I don't like.
Exactly. If you're trying to talk crap about your friends, then you should be willing to say it to your face. Even if you're venting about something your friend is doing to somebody else, you have to be prepared to, when that other person goes back to the person you're talking crap about, says this is what they said about you, you have to be prepared to stand in your shoes, look them in the eye, say, you know what? I did say that about you, and this is how I really feel. And if you can't do that, you shouldn't be friends with that person, and you shouldn't be saying anything.
That's
just the truth.
I just think that the main problem with Denise this season, and I was gone when part 1 and part 2 of the reunion aired. I did watch them, but I think that the main problem with Denise this season is she is not willing at all to admit anything.
No.
If you're embarrassed by the whole Brandy thing, if it allegedly happened, that's fine. But you're not going to admit to at least being her friend. You're not going to admit to at least talking to her about the other women. You're not even going to admit, like, the baseline. Like, what's wrong with admitting you're her friend? What's
exactly
wrong with admitting you talked to her about Teddy?
And that's because the problem is that, like Rinna said, the cover-up is so much worse than the crime.
She won't admit, like, I don't understand. Like, what's so wrong about saying, you know what, Teddy, I vented to Brandy about you because we were going through a bad moment and I vented to her and I'm sorry for that, but that's how I felt in the moment. None of this would be happening. So
absolutely.
So she's all like, you guys are just coming for me and you're attacking me. Well,
you're a snake in the, and you're a snake in the nest, and they want you.
Snake in the grass.
Sorry, thank you. She's a snake in the grass because she's talking about everybody behind their back, won't say it to their face.
And then won't admit to the slightest anything.
Absolutely. And it's just, it's BS, and it sucks because it's like, this is supposed to be a woman that you're friends with, that you're close with, that you trust. And yeah, it's her job, and yeah, it's work. And of course, you're going to have problems with your coworkers.
And that was something else I would found odd, is that anytime they were talking about something, she would always divert it back to, well, she's not a cast member, or this on the show, or we didn't do this on the show, or we're coworkers. It's not about, it's your life. So, yes, you're filming a show and you are co-workers, mm-hmm. but you're friends by choice and that's why you're on the show. So I found it odd that she kept diverting everything to it being about the show. Like it wasn't real.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing too is that even if we say, okay, yeah, fine. So she's not a cast member. But she still knows people who are cast members. I mean,
exactly.
even in my own work and my jobs, like, we're all friends, like, we get along, quote unquote. But like, if somebody's talking crap about somebody else, or talking crap about another coworker to one of their outside friends, and you hear about
you're gonna
it,
be the bone collector. Yeah, I'm the bone collector.
It is what it is. And like, if you know, I actually had a situation at my first job where this girl was like saying all this stuff about me. And I was repeating it to be like, hey, this stuff isn't true. Like, I don't know why she's saying this about me. This stuff never happened. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I was like, she's a snake and she's a liar and blah, 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 blah. Because she was making up stuff about me that wasn't true. And then she came at me and was like, why are you talking all this crap about me? Like, you're going to come at me and say that I'm like a fake little snake for talking crap about you when you do the exact same thing. And I literally was like, you know what the difference between you and me is? I would say all of it to your face.
Exactly.
I would say all of this to your face. You like to run and hide and make things up because you don't have anything on me, versus I actually have stuff to talk about with you because these are the things you're doing to me.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, but if you don't like what I'm doing, that's a reflection that you don't like what you're doing, because we're living the exact same life, apparently, honey. You just like to judge me for it.
I leave for 2 weeks and all of a sudden Lexi gets like, you're like around, part of me is rubbing off on you. Like, where'd all this anger come from?
In the words of the Hulk, I'm always angry.
I also need your opinion on the whole beef between Kyle and Garcelle. I think that was part one.
Yeah.
Where Kyle was like, you raised your paddle and donated $5,000 and never paid. That was shady.
It was very shady. The only thing is, though, if that was the case, I don't know why. Because Garcelle seemed completely blindsided by that. Mm-hmm. And if that was the case, why didn't Kyle bring it up to Garcelle before? It would be one thing if it was like, because the party was months ago.
Yeah.
I feel like it was shady and wrong on Kyle's part to kind of hold that little tidbit until the reunion and then bring it up and try and confront it there, when the party happened literally 6 months ago and she should have brought it up 6 months ago when it happened that Garcelle hadn't paid yet.
Well, I don't know if you noticed or not, but Kyle said this, and I saw on social media, her assistant said that they have receipts of them time and time again trying to contact Garcelle about her donation, and they never heard back every time they contacted her about paying.
Interesting.
And Garcelle said, you know, well, I was on vacation and it slipped my mind, or something like that, where it made it sound like maybe she hadn't paid.
How long did it take to write a check?
I don't know. And that's, Brandy said on Twitter, Brandy Glanville, there's only one Brandy. I don't know why I had to say her last name. She said, you know, in Kyle's defense, I donated $1,000 that night and they came over and took my credit card number immediately. So I don't know if there was some error on the event staff's part and they didn't do that with Garcelle, or... No, wait, didn't Garcelle leave... Did Garcelle leave early?
I don't remember.
I think some... you know what? I don't know. It's messy. It's shady.
If Kyle's genuinely reached out to Garcelle the whole time, then I would say, you know what, she is kind of valid in reaching out, because it's been 6 months.
What a scandal, though.
But because the thing is, Garcelle's been in quarantine. What else has she had to do?
Write a check. If you donated, write a check. If you didn't want to
spend
the money,
Venmo
don't.
Takes less than 3 minutes. She could have Venmo'd Kyle and been like, Kyle, just deposit this in my stead, you know?
And I thought it was kind of weird that they were all talking about Erica's show and Garcelle's the only one that didn't go see it.
I understood why, though. I understand why. Here's the thing. She has joint custody with her ex-husband, mm-hmm. right?
And she had her kids.
Yeah, she had the kids that week, and he wasn't willing to, you know...
Switch their agreement, yeah.
Which, you know, if that's the case, then that's the case, and you just have to say that, you know?
Yeah, and she did.
And she did eventually, but she did the same thing Denise did, where she led with some weird excuse, uh-huh. and then when pressed, revealed the actual reason, but the actual reason wasn't even unreasonable.
Yeah, if she had just come out and said right from the start... I really wish I could have been there, but I had my kids with me. I couldn't change the custody agreement. She did that 10 minutes after she tried to do this whole thing. Well, I'm afraid of small planes.
But it's like...
Take a commercial flight.
Yeah,
well,
that's what
Dwayne did. Well, it's really about your kids, then just say that. So I don't get this whole weird... Why can't you just say, yeah, I had my kids? I really, really like Garcelle, but I feel like Denise is...
Rubbing off on her.
Teaching her some bad ways. And absolutely. I'm excited to see Garcelle come back, which she did confirm she will be back next season.
Bless. Love her.
I'm excited to see her without Denise, because I want her to have her own story. I don't want her to just be Denise's sidekick. And
absolutely.
I think that she is going to be a little bit of a target, and I think this will boil over a little bit into next season. I have some tea about next season that I don't know if you Ooh. Read. It is an exclusive little tidbit of information.
Okay.
I was talking with someone that I will leave anonymous who has an inside production source in the Bravo sphere. And they told this person that I was talking to that Sutton will not be back.
No, I mean, I'm not surprised.
That's what I was told. That
I'm not surprised.
That it's some sort of behind-the-scenes politics game. You know, if you want your diamond, you have to kiss butt. It's all politics. You know, I don't know, though, because now with Denise gone, I think that she might have a chance. And I don't know why they wouldn't hire Sutton full-time if everyone loves her. And she brought so much to the show. She was a friend of... this season, and she had her own storyline. She had her own Sutton.
Sutton was full time. You said she was a friend of.
Yeah, Sutton was a friend. Sutton wasn't full time this season. Last minute, her husband decided, you know what? No, I don't want our kids to be on the show. So production had to cut all of her family footage, and without your family footage of your home life, you can't be quote unquote full time. Basically, she filmed all the group events, the cast trip. She filmed a full time housewife, mm-hmm. but because they had to cut all of her home life footage, they demoted her to a friend.
I didn't even know she was a friend this whole time. I thought she was full time.
She wasn't in the intro and everything. Everyone loves her. She brought so much to the show. I think
if her husband won't agree to have the kids, then
keep her as a friend. Right? But keep her in any way you can.
I think that Sutton, to be honest, is a bit above all of this.
Oh, she is. She's way better than all of this. But she brings so much to the show.
She does. I agree with you. I don't know if Sutton wants to be on the show. I'm going to be honest with you. Especially at the reunion, she seemed exhausted. She seemed like it felt like it was a chore to her. And, like, she really didn't want to be there. I think she would much prefer to be off the show than on. As great as I think she is, and as fabulous as I think she would be on the show, it's no shade to Sutton. But I honestly think that she's just...
She doesn't want to do it.
No.
She's uninterested. But you know what? I have to disagree. I don't know if I disagree with you, but I just don't know if I believe that they would let her go willingly. With the response of the fans and the drama that she has brought. And I just... I don't see them letting her go. Mm-hmm. With Denise gone, I don't really see them bringing back Brandy full-time, as much as I would love that. I think that, you know, production knows that they can get what they want out of Brandy without having to pay her full-time. So I think it's highly likely that she'll come back as a friend. I would like to see Kim come back as a friend. I think at this point, everyone knows the news. Denise quit. She is done with Housewives. Reportedly, I think Andy revealed that she and Bravo couldn't make an agreement. Like, she had asked for a bunch more money to come back. And they said, no, we're not going to give that to you. And so then she was like, well, I'm done. I quit. I'm out. I think it was kind of like, well, I'm going to ask you for a bunch of money you can't give me so that you can say no so that I can quit. Which to me, that's just kind of more manipulation on her part.
Because, well, that's the thing, is I really loved Denise up until this season when everything went down. I thought she was great. I loved how open and honest she was, how, you know, she was a straight shooter.
And
she
she's
was,
not afraid to speak her mind. Yeah, she and then
was
all like, of a sudden,
she was the girl that everybody wanted to be
friends with.
Everyone wanted to be friends with. Everyone wanted to be her, be friends with her, you know? And this year, I feel like she just became somebody else, you know? She switched. And a lot of people disagree with that. They're like, Lisa, you know, Rinna's the one that turned. And
Lisa Rinna's always going to be Lisa Rinna. She's always going to be messy. She's always going to own it.
Yeah.
And for everyone out there that is like, we need a cast shakeup, you know, get rid of Kyle and Rinna and Teddy and Erica and the Fox Force 5, what they call themselves.
I love Erica. I don't know what you mean. Erica's one of my favorites.
It's going to become an OC situation. So everyone demanded last season that Tamara and Vicky get fired because they're hags, they're old, they're tired. Okay, well, Bravo, listen to you. They're fired. And now look, we just got the OC trailer. We have a subpar cast. And I like the new girl, Elizabeth. I've talked to her a few times. She's really nice. I love Emily. I think Kelly really delivers the drama. I love Shannon. I am not here for Gina. Gina just, no. Bronwyn, I just can't get into Bronwyn. I just feel like she is so in your face and down your throat. Go away. And the trailer just came out. I don't know if you saw it.
I haven't watched it.
It looks good, but there's just a huge hole because Tamara and Vicky are gone. And they were like the central heart of that show. It'd be like doing Jersey without Teresa. Like, what's the point? You know? It's like,
let go. You keep holding on.
Let the mouse go. I won't let the mouse go. I think you that won't. OC needs Tamara and
1985
Vicky.
1985 is gone. It's over.
But I think, yeah, OC is going to suffer. I'm still obviously going to watch it.
Naturally.
I'm excited. Not as excited as I would have been if Tamara and Vicky would have been there.
Yeah.
But I think we talked everything out Beverly Hills-wise. Not the whole Teddy stuff, though. The all-in drama.
No, there's all that all-in drama where, okay, so to briefly summarize it, it's on our page if you want to read the exact receipts.
I have all the receipts.
To summarize it, essentially a lot of people are coming out and saying that Teddy's program is basically a starvation program.
Exactly.
You're eating 400 to 500 calories a day.
An hour of cardio 7 days a week.
You know, they
drinking laxative tea.
If you even have a sip of alcohol, you're immediately let go from the program. It's very harsh. And honestly,
Yeah, they have to sign NDAs.
Yeah, which
is
weird.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's super
And
weird.
I love Teddy. We love Teddy.
Yeah.
But this really upset me to read this.
Especially because as Teddy's talked about, you know, she's had her own body image issues, and she mentioned that even in the reunion.
Exactly.
And so I felt like
people are saying now it's like you're selling an eating disorder.
Yeah. And that's where I think it's sad, because I would have thought that as somebody who's experienced it herself, she would have really focused on having a healthy relationship with food. But you can't live on 400 to 500 calories a day. That's insane.
That's not realistic. This is a quick fix. I don't want to say starvation diet.
It is.
But it's not you're not putting somebody on a program for long-term sustainability.
No.
You're signing them up for $700 for like a 3-month program to starve them, get them skinny, and then send them on their way.
Yeah. And it's honestly gross. And I think it's wrong.
We don't want any cease and desist. I am just calling it like I see it.
This is what the people who are coming out are saying. So this isn't our experience with it. This is
whether they're lying or not, whether these are alleged claims, they are 100%. Well, some people have receipts, some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to claim one way or another that 100% of what we're hearing is true. It's hearsay. 100%.
Believe half of what you hear and all of what you see, as Dorinda says.
But
if it is true, I think it's very much wrong and gross, and it needs to be changed.
Exactly.
And I think Teddy needs to look in the mirror.
And what I will say is that if you sign up and you read the terms and conditions and you understand what you're signing up for, then don't come back and be like, well, they starved me and they embarrassed me and they bullied me into accountability and they forced me. No, you paid and you signed up and you hit yes, I agree to the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
So if you're going to pay money for a service, especially one as drastic and time consuming as this, it's going to really take effort. Know what you're signing up for, because no one's forcing you to give your credit card number or Venmo. It's some of the text message receipts. Teddy said, you know, send me Venmo. This through Venmo. Why are they paying through Venmo? That seems
Venmo's... Yeah.
It's like PayPal.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I use Venmo.
I was going to say...
It's really easy. You can't... You know, writing a check is...
That's true.
How are they going to write a check?
That's true.
How are they going to pay cash? They live across the country.
Stop attacking me. What I was going to say was that one of my eyebrow-raising questions with this, above everything, is that none of the coaches in the All-In program that work for Teddy and that set people on their goals, tell them when and what to eat, give them their meal plans, give them their workout schedules, nutrition, none of them are certified dietitians and none of them are certified trainers. They are previous clients that have done the program that know it so well that have been hired as coaches to teach new clients. So it's basically, allegedly, maybe a pyramid scheme where
sounds
Teddy,
a little culty.
Where Teddy, that's what people are saying on social media. Teddy hires, well, I don't know if she hires, she takes on clients, and those clients who complete the program become coaches, and then those coaches outsource and find new clients, and then they train and they become coach. It's this huge pyramid thing. So if you're going to have this huge wellness health company, why are none of your coaches certified in anything?
Yeah, why would you?
Teddy is the only certified member of her company. I believe.
It's just weird.
So your coaches who are telling people what and when to eat are not certified dietitians.
They shouldn't be telling people that.
And you're
telling...
Would
you pay me $700 to put you on a fitness
Are you going to pay Aaron to cure your cancer? Does he have... What are his certifications?
Well, some people will, but...
Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Why would you pay money for a service to be told how to lose weight when they're not certified?
Would you pay Lisa Rinna hundreds of dollars to be your dance instructor when she's not trained?
Exactly.
Yeah,
no.
She can dance. She's
great.
I'm going
to go to Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah.
I mean, we're discussing Housewives, so we might as well mention it all. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City trailer has finally arrived.
I'm excited about it.
I am so excited to meet new people.
Here's the thing. Watching the trailer, I wasn't as excited about it as I was, say, watching the trailer for like Potomac.
Well, because
or
it
Beverly
was a promo.
Hills.
So it was more of like a promo where you're meeting the women. It wasn't showing what the season would be about. Here's some crazy drama scenes. Mm-hmm. It was more of like an intro. And so I think that they should have bulked it up on the drama.
Yeah.
Because I watched and I was like, okay, so what's, you know, we're meeting everyone. So the trailer.
I would say, you know, I'm intrigued, but not necessarily interested at this point. Like, you've piqued my interest, but you haven't engaged it yet.
Yeah. I do have some tea.
Okay.
I have talked to everybody on the cast.
Look at you.
I know, right? Jen Shaw, she is... Do you know who Jen is? She has black hair, and she was the one in the center of the cast photo. She's basically...
Yeah.
Everyone's calling her, like, the queen of Salt Lake City. She's going to be the lead of the franchise.
Okay.
Like, the new Lisa Vanderpump, the new big wig. She allegedly shatters a windshield.
Oh.
She's insane. Like, she goes 0 to 100. Like,
love it.
She's crazy drama. She's in the fashion industry, beauty industry. She just, her looks are on fire. She is everything you need in a housewife. One of the big feuds in Salt Lake City this season is between her and Mary, who is someone that everyone's talking about right now. She is like part of a big church family. And get this. She married her grandmother's second husband in order to take over the family business.
What? That's wild.
There's another cast member named Whitney.
Wait, is she now her... No, so she's...
Are we still on Mary? You're still trying to figure this out.
Hang on. What's her family relation? Because she's backwards now. If she married her grandmother's
second husband,
she's like her own step-grandmother.
That's insane. Like, come on.
Hang on, what? That's crazy.
Oh, it gets better. This cast is insane.
She's her mother's mother-in-law.
Listen to this.
Right, or she's one of her... She's somebody in her family's that I've...
It's insanity.
That's insane.
So there's another cast member named Whitney who left the Mormon religion because she had an affair with her boss and left her husband. Her boss and her left their spouses to have an affair and be together. And they've been married for 10 years and they have kids. And so they both had this big scandal in the town that they left their marriages to be with each other. She left, you know, being a Mormon. She left the religion. And I guess this season, Lisa, who's another cast member, accuses her of being a swinger.
Go off if she is a swinger, girl. Get it.
And then Heather, she is the so-called villain of the cast. Meredith is, like, described as the ice queen, so kind of cold, like Erica. She has lots of money. This cast is,
I'm here for it.
Insane.
I'm living for it. Okay, definitely.
You're interested now.
You've engaged my interest.
Yeah. And I think Jen throws a glass at somebody.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have my attention. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm fully invested now.
It's going to be amazing.
Well, I'm excited.
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Season 1 premieres in November, and The Real Housewives of Orange County Season 15 premieres in October, so those will be coming very soon. I'm sad that Beverly Hills is over. New York is wrapping up, which let's dive into New York. We're just on this whole Housewives binge right now.
Yes.
But you know what? Before that, let's take a little break. And when we come back, we can recap the Roni reunion. So, Dorinda is queen of deflection. And I am so over, like, anytime anyone brings up something to her, she then turns to Ramona and goes, well, Ramona did that. Like, why is her one deflection point? She always goes back to Ramona.
True. I agree. But I also am sick of Ramona. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm tired of Ramona. I'm tired of her and her hypocrisy.
Don't even go there.
She's a hypocrite.
But she is... Ramona has given us so much.
Before, not now.
You know what?
I mean, she's giving us drama, correct.
I would be very upset if she left or was fired.
I mean, I would too, but she really needs to look in the mirror and reflect on herself. Because she's being just...
She's
absolutely
getting a little
wild.
Big for her britches right now.
Absolutely. Me and my 50 close girlfriends.
You don't have 50 close girlfriends.
No, you don't. And you can't stop. She's so insecure. She's so cripplingly insecure that she's talking up like she's this big socialite. She's got all these important friends and she knows all the mayors and she knows all these different people.
She needs to be knocked down a peg a little bit.
I think Leah came for Ramona at the beginning, as
she
should.
And a lot of fans were like... We're kind of over Leah coming for Ramona. Like, it's getting a little much. Which, I don't know if I felt that way. I think that it was...
I love Leah, though. But
I mean, love Leah.
But Ramona's been constantly harping on Leah.
That is true.
I think Leah's been hurt by
unfairly, by the way.
Absolutely. And I think that Leah made a good point. Like, Donald Trump Jr. threw a party during a pandemic, which he should not have. That should not have happened.
Like, Ramona no parties would be thrown.
No. And then Ramona went, and she was called out for that. And she was like, well, and she went to the beach, which she shouldn't have. And because here's the thing. She's a celebrity figure. She's supposed to set a good example.
Exactly.
And she didn't. And that's the problem, is that when people see her not following the rules,
then they think, well, I don't have to wear a mask. I don't have to do it.
Exactly.
But I think that I didn't like how they all were attacking her. We have all never gone through a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We are all learning how to quarantine. Some of us are taking it more seriously than others. I don't think, though, that what we should be doing is everyone piling on to Ramona, because that's just going to make her think that they're attacking her, which they are. They're not coming to her, you know, saying, you know, what you're doing right now is it's wrong. You need to be wearing a mask. This is why. Here are the stats. You know, these type of parties are unsafe for your age group, because she is in the age group.
Yes.
I just think that they were doing it in a very bully way to call her out and make her look stupid and embarrass her, which sometimes is what is needed to get your point across, but that's never going to work with Ramona. And
no.
I think that
to get to Ramona, I think.
Yeah.
Because when you try to come to her in a calm way with a conversation, then...
She'll blow it out of proportion.
She'll blow it out of proportion. And then when you try to say... Listen to me, Ramona. Oh my goodness. Actually, listen. You're being ridiculous. Then she goes, well, go to church. You're disgusting. And so it was really funny.
Dorinda needs to go to church. She needs to... Did you know that Bravo allegedly...
Go to therapy. Don't necessarily go to church.
Bravo allegedly was going to pay for her to go to rehab.
Dorinda?
Allegedly.
Wow. Well, you know...
I mean... What?
Well, yeah. I like Dorinda, though. I do like Dorinda.
But I'm just tired of, like,
She was really just kind of mean.
And we found out why she really doesn't like Tinsley. It's because it was all about money. Mm-hmm. It was that Scott offered John generously some money, and he took it. And Dorinda, I'm guessing, felt like, you know, this makes me look stupid. Like, my boyfriend has to take money from another one of my friend's boyfriends. Like, you're making me look dumb. Like, I think that she was.
But I think it was. She was embarrassed. But like,
why did it have to go that far?
Why do you have to comfort Tinsley over that? You know,
because like Tinsley said, the anger towards John for accepting that money festered into anger towards Tinsley.
But it wasn't Tinsley's fault.
An unlogical reason.
Yeah, but it wasn't Tinsley's fault, and that was the problem.
And I just love that Bravo is sitting on that unseen cut production.
If you gave my boyfriend money.
Your back.
Why would I? What do I care? So let's what are you giving you guys, him? If you were giving him money for like to go pay for a date with some other woman, then yeah, I'm gonna be mad at you and I'll be mad at him.
Yeah.
But if you're like, oh hey, you need some money.
Let's say you guys are trying to make the rent, and I secretly give your boyfriend money to make the rent without telling you behind your back.
I wouldn't be mad. I would be like, okay, we need to pay you back.
And the thing is, it's about boyfriend to boyfriend, and are they friends? Scott and John, I don't know. It's not about Tinsley and Dorinda. So where'd the anger come from?
I wouldn't even be... I'd be like, wow, that was a really generous thing for you to do. You didn't need to do
that. Thanks for being so generous.
Thank you for being generous.
Why Scott was giving John money, I don't know. I don't know why there was... I don't know the reason for that.
Yeah.
I just think that I'm going to miss Tinsley.
Yeah, honestly.
I'm really going to miss Tinsley. And...
Me too.
There is some... Roni T about Leah. I don't know if you saw it. Leah may not be coming back.
I'm so upset about that because I absolutely love her.
So according to TMZ, Leah is holding out on signing her contract unless Bravo gives her more money. So it was revealed for season 12, her first season, that she was paid $60,000, $3,000 an episode. Mm-hmm. And for season 13, they offered her a slight raise. And she was like, no, like I had an amazing first season. All the fans love me. I totally brought it. You're going to pay me what I'm worth.
Which I respect her for.
I totally agree. I think that she should be making at least $100,000.
Oh, easily.
And no one's going to make $1 million on Housewives. Like, no. they used to have huge salaries and they totally cut back. And that's, I think, some of the reason why they're letting some of the OGs go.
I mean, I would probably guess that Bravo's probably like, oh, you want $70,000? And Leah's like, no, honey.
No, I want, give me more.
Yeah. Like, if Leah's asking for like $200,000, $300,000, I'd be like, happening. Leah, you're smoking something. Like, no. But if she's going to, you know, $100,000, I feel like would be more than reasonable.
I would hate to see Leah be like a one season wonder.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, she deserves more than that. 100%. Like, she brought us so much. And she like, did. At this point, I can't really see a New York without Leah. Like, no. She's in for the long haul now. Like,
oh,
I
absolutely.
Need her.
She's going to, I honestly, I can see her being on here for
the
know,
rest
10
of
years.
It. Like, we're done. Like, you're in it now.
She's going to be the new, you know, Nene, the new Tamara, the new whatever.
So Roni season 13 is expected to begin filming in 1 to 2 weeks without Leah unless she signs her contract. I think there's a 1% chance that Leah will not come back. I think that Bravo knows her worth, and I think that if they were to let her go...
It would be a big mistake on their part.
I think that it would... I just don't think they're that dumb. So I think that they're trying to play hardball, and she's playing hardball. I think what it is they're going to end up giving in because they know her worth. Because there would be such backlash.
Absolutely.
The show would just tank.
Because Leah brings such a new a new face. She brings a new energy.
Do
she
I
brings
want
a new
three
life.
Leahs? No. I just don't see a New York without her. And so I think that she'll be back. That's my opinion. So KUWTK, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, is ending. How do you feel about it?
I never watched it, so...
Blasphemy.
Here's the thing. I'm not personally affected. I don't really care that much, to be honest. But I do think... I do agree. I've heard some rumors that it's a lot in part due to the whole Kanye thing that happened this year.
Oh, really? I've heard something else.
What did you hear?
I heard that they wanted more money and they couldn't reach an agreement. And so they walked. And so now they are reportedly in talks.
Money?
Well, they already had signed, I think, in 2017, $150 million contract. And so they wanted more money. And so they walked, reportedly. And now they are in talks with Netflix, Amazon, and Apple to do like a new show on a streaming service. Because a streaming service, you can make more money. That's what I heard.
Oh, so. Fair enough. Okay. Well, I don't know what they're going to do, but
what they're would not, be the they're focus? Not done. They'll get another show.
Well, I'm sure.
You but know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I feel like soaking my pillow. I am so upset because this has been around since the early 2000s. I didn't watch it all the time. Like, I would go through, like, times where I would watch it every week and then I wouldn't watch it for a year and jump back on it. Mm-hmm. Just knowing it's there is kind of like the backbone of pop culture.
It's comforting.
The Kardashians.
It's the security
exactly.
blanket.
Exactly. And I'm being like totally overdramatic, but I just, I don't know. I just think that the Kardashians are always, they're not done. They're going to get something else. I'm sad that it's over. Like,
yeah.
The landmark reality show of all reality shows.
No, that's for sure. I mean, they're definitely going to move on to bigger and better things, I think, but it's the end of an era. I think if I watched the highlights of it, I would enjoy it, but I don't know if I could
sit. So many iconic moments.
I don't know if I could
sit and just stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister is going to jail. I lost my diamond earring in the ocean. Kim, there's people that are dying. Like, I could go on and on and on. Just the iconic moments.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're talking about the Kardashians, so we might as well mention Travis Scott. You know, he did the whole... He has the whole McDonald's burger. I when I posted that and I actually saw what it was, because they were doing this big collab and Travis Scott and McDonald's, and then the actual collab came out and it's like this basic bitch meal. Like, I'm sorry. It's a quarter pounder with a medium fry with barbecue sauce and a Sprite. That's the Travis Scott Cactus Jack meal. What is special about that? That's like a regular meal.
It's special because he eats it.
That's his meal. I can eat what Travis Scott eats at McDonald's. Literally. They took his meal, what he orders, slapped his name on it, and did this huge PR thing. For what? For what?
Money.
Are you kidding me? It was, I was just like.
I mean,
like,
I don't care, but.
I felt like laughing. I was going to die.
I thought it was like a whole new burger.
I thought, like, we're going to like get some sort of like a new meal or like some sort of like. And it's like, really? It's just like a regular meal. And it's not even large. I get a medium fry? No, I will expect a large fry. Like, a Sprite? Who drinks Sprite? I stopped drinking Sprite when I was 11.
Every toxic person I've ever met drinks Sprite. Sprite.
No.
If you like Sprite, I'm sorry, but you're the toxic friend in your friend group.
If you don't drink Coke or sweet tea at McDonald's, what is actually mentally wrong with you?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Don't even go there.
Hang on. I'm going to be honest with you. If I go out to eat with somebody, I do pay attention to what they drink because it tells a lot about them.
I really don't. Is that true?
If you drink Sprite, what are you doing with your life?
Like, you're 10 years old.
If you like Sprite and it's not nostalgic for you in some way, which I don't even know why Sprite would be nostalgic, because what adult, actual mature adult drinks Sprite? Absolutely none of them. What are other soda flavors?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I really called everybody soda out.
We are going to judge you. Based on your fast food soda preferences.
Absolutely.
We haven't talked about Lindsay Lohan in a minute.
We haven't.
She's being sued.
For?
Allegedly not writing a book that she signed up with a publishing company to write.
And that's on procrastination.
So she signed a deal with HarperCollins Publishing House let me pull up the receipts. I think it was May of 2014. She agreed to write a book. March of 2014. Sorry. Mm-hmm. She signed a contract to write a book. I'm thinking probably like a memoir, which I would love. Would you love to read?
I think it would be fascinating to read her memoir.
A Lindsay Lohan memoir?
Oh, absolutely.
So the first manuscript was, according to HarperCollins, was due in May of 2015. They never got it. Oof,
that's a while ago.
So they changed their contract, their agreement, and said, okay, we'll give you more time. Send us the first draft by March of 2017. That's like 2 years. We're giving you 2 years, girl. Mm-hmm. And also, to motivate you, here is a $365 advance. $365,000 advance. Here's a $400 advance. $365,000 advance for
That's
writing your book.
Crazy.
Well, she never turned in a book, allegedly, and she kept the money, allegedly. So
shady.
They sent her a letter saying, the deal is off. We want our money back. We're done. And she allegedly never sent the money back and has never produced a book. So they're suing her for the $365,000. I can't say the amount of money today. The $365,000. Yeah. They're suing her for the amount of money. and they're suing her for legal fees. And they just want out of it.
Dang. I mean, I don't blame them.
I love Lindsay Lohan. She will forever be one of my favorite, like, childhood nostalgic actresses.
For sure. But you stuff can't like this makes her look bad. It does. You can't agree to do something and just not do it and get paid to do something you didn't do.
And she's never really made it back into Hollywood big time. Mm-mm. I hope that she does. And I hope that she gets back into acting.
What happened to her TV show that she had?
It was canceled after one season.
Well.
I know. I enjoyed it. I liked it.
No, I was going to say, I remember you watched it.
I just think that she needs to... I don't know if this is true. This is what the publishing house is claiming. I don't know why they would make this up unless it's for publicity or something. I just think that I want her to get back into acting. I want her... This just makes her look unprofessional.
It does.
And it's like, ugh, there goes Lindsay again. Two parties away from, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Good luck, Lindsay. If you owe some people money, quietly pay them back and get this out of the news. Good luck.
Good luck.
That's all I'll say. Gaga and Marvel. What do we think about it? A potential movie team up.
I'm here for it. I loved her in A Star is Born. I thought she was fantastic. I thought she was fabulous. I haven't seen her in Horror Story.
Oh, American Horror Story.
Yeah,
great.
I heard she was great. Yeah, she was awesome. I need to watch that to really judge her acting because I feel she's like that will be very telling of how she'll be in this.
Yeah.
I think it would be fantastic to see her in a Marvel film. I'm a big Marvel fan myself. Yeah. And I love Gaga, so I think that would be great.
Well, Marvel is reportedly offering her, Lady Gaga, the role of X-Men character Emma Frost in an upcoming MCU movie. Emma Frost is also AKA, for my comic nerds out there, Emma is like, she has like telepathic powers and she's called the Ice Queen and she's some enemy of the X-Men. She's like a big part of the whole X-Men universe. And so
yes,
they want her to play the character. They're quote unquote keen on getting her in.
I think she'd be fabulous. I think she'd be a great Ice Queen.
I do too. She looks the part.
Perfect.
Could you imagine her with like superpowers like in a big movie?
It'd be great.
I want her to do more acting. I think that Gaga would be amazing. She's getting a lot of hate. I know that on the post that I did on Instagram about it, a lot of people were like, no, she can't act. Thumbs down. I was like, okay, haters. You know what? I would be here for it. I don't know. There's no details about
people
the movie.
People are very non-receptive to the idea of musicians playing,
which I don't know why.
Acting. Well, I think because a lot of the time it goes wrong.
Yeah.
And so when you have to be incredible,
like,
for
look
it
at
to
people
really
like
go
Cher,
right.
Like, or like Bette Midler. Like, there are so many, like, who else? Christina was in Burlesque with Cher. I thought that was good. Mariah did Glitter. Whitney, The Bodyguard. I mean, a lot of these films are not loved by critics because everyone's like, oh, they're such bad actresses. I don't see it. Like, I think that.
Well, I think you're also slightly blind. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. It's hard to... Part of the problem, though, is that when those people are so well-known, you don't see them as the character.
Oh,
and so that's
okay.
Where it's difficult. So that's where, like, you don't see her as the Ice Queen as Emma Frost. You see her as Lady Gaga in a costume.
Well, I don't know anything about the movie. Nothing is known. I don't know if or when she's going to audition. I know nothing about her salary. We just know that Marvel is going to be approaching her. So that's what we know.
Let's get on to the chart check, the final segment of the show. Not much has changed, but there's been a few things that have shaken up a little bit. Number one song, no surprise here, WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. I'm not going to lie, I love this song.
Really? You got into it?
I really love it. I really do.
Okay.
I love it. And number two, Dynamite by BTS. Also love it. Here for that. Spencer can't stand it.
I'm sorry, I don't like K-pop.
It's not even...
I don't like it. Don't try it. Don't try and convince me.
It's literally just pop. And this song's in English, too.
I find it their music a little bit like cheesy dance music.
I don't think their music is cheesy dance music. We disagree. Okay.
We disagree.
Number three, Laugh Now, Cry Later by Drake featuring Lil Durk. Number four, Rockstar coming back up.
Whoa.
By DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch.
Oh, I thought that Rockstar by... Isn't there a song called Rockstar by Post Malone?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, I was like, how did Post Malone get back in the top five?
Five, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. Number six, Mood by 24K Golden featuring Ian Dior. I don't know if I've
heard that one. Who are these clowns with these names?
I don't know if I've heard that one. Hang on. Okay, I have heard this song. I think it's on TikTok. It's okay. It's not bad. It's not like amazing. It's okay. It's cool.
It's mediocre.
7, Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. 8, What's Poppin' by Jack Harlow featuring DaBaby, Tory Lanez, and Lil Wayne. 9, Savage Love by Josh685 and Jason Derulo, which is funny because that song is played so much. I'm sorry, but that song is way overplayed.
I haven't heard it for like a really long time.
On the radio, it plays like 3 times an hour.
Ugh.
If not more.
And how much is he paying for that? He must be paying for that because like no radio station is going to be like, we'll play your song.
It plays so much.
And does he even have that much money to pay for that? Potentially?
I don't know why it's playing so much. 10, Pop Star by DJ Khaled featuring Drake. That's the top 10.
The Hot 100.
The Hot 100, yeah. Let me get to the top 200 Billboard.
I love that you songs. Do the chart check. You're in charge of the segment and you don't know what the chart names are.
I'm rusty, okay? Leave me alone.
No, it's not being rusty. You still don't know the names of the charts anyway. I'm sorry. I came back with a vengeance.
I'm going to need to get a cease and desist on you.
We're not friends anymore.
This is slanderous. This is slander. I hope you know. I will be calling my lawyer. Okay, the Billboard 200 chart. I just always forget their names. Billboard 200 what? I know it's the albums. Album. Yes, I know that. But why don't you just say
you take that
top
up with
albums?
Take
why
it
don't
up
we
with
say
Billboard.
top albums? Best albums right now. Trending albums. Trending songs. Why does it... I don't understand. Okay. Okay. Billboard 200. Here we go. 1, new album, Detroit 2 by Big Sean. Do we care about Big Sean? He dated Ariana Grande.
I just know that, yeah, I don't listen to his music, though.
2, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon by Pop Smoke. 3, Legends Never Die by Juice WRLD. A new album by our favorite rapper, 6ix9ine.
Oh, ew.
Tattletales. 5.
He must be really upset that, what did he debut at?
Number four.
He must be
mad.
It
must be rigged.
How did he not get to 1? It
honestly
must be rigged.
5, Folklore by Taylor Swift. 6, Hamilton. 7, My Turn by Lil Baby. 8, Pray for Love by Rod Wave. 9, Blame It on Baby by DaBaby. And 10, jumping up back again to into the top 10, Hollywood's Bleeding by Post Malone. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to all of our dramatics and our tea. It's been too long. We've missed you. I hope you missed us as well.
I missed you. I missed talking about people.
I missed recording. I missed doing all of this. So
I know.
I'm glad we're back.
Do you want to go to breakfast tomorrow?
Yes, let's go to breakfast tomorrow.
Okay. Well, thank you again for listening to this week's episode. You can follow us on Instagram at the.rumor.mill. You can follow us on Twitter at @TRMUpdates. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at The Rumor Mill. Don't forget to follow us on our personal host pages on Instagram. You can find me at trmhost.spencer.
And you can find me at trmhost.lexi.
And now that we're back, I can finally say it. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.